big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome, everybody. Excuse me. Oh, my God. I'm just coming over. I need a throat lozenger. Welcome back to Let's Be Honest with Kristen Kapp. I've got a very, very big wig in the house. Welcome to Hollywood's momager, Kris Jenner.
What can I say? I love coming on your show. I really do. I'm really into podcasts now.
I know. You've told me that before, and you're really good at it.
Thank you so much. You know, it's really just about talking about myself and my family. Yeah. And you know, I'm good at that.
You really are. I didn't think you were going to make it because I saw that you were. Did you go to the Super Bowl?
Of course I did.
Right. I mean, obviously. Do you guys love NOLA? You know who I saw? Reggie freaking Bush.
Oh, my God. Blast from the past. Wow.
Major throwback. Reggie was looking hot. And NOLA.
Thank God, you know, Kimberly wasn't there because, yeah. I mean, maybe she was. I didn't go with her. I don't know.
I think they look like kind of amicable exes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
They are. You know, Reggie and I, we had coffee together a couple weeks ago.
You love talking to your kids' exes.
I do. I really don't like to burn any bridges. You never know when someone's going to come back to, you know, for the game. I don't know.
Right. Right. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would think you would date Reggie.
Absolutely not. You know, I am so happy with Corey.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have gone on like almost 10 years. I was like, wait, they've been together that long? Didn't you guys just start dating?
We've been together for a really long time. You know, it was probably just after during Caitlyn, you know?
Yeah. Let's see if there's any crossover there. No, you're maybe. So monogamous. It hurts.
Oh, stop it. I really, you know, when I give love to someone, I give my whole self. I really do. And my and my schedule and my skills, and I manage, and you know, I really do it all.
You're managing, but can we just give you a round of applause for being in a freaking Super Bowl commercial?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Like, here you are managing all these people's careers, but girl, yours is on fire.
Let me tell you, doll, that really came together. They, you know, thank God. We got to give a shout out to Ray-Ban and Meta, who said, you know what? We want the three most powerful Chrises in the game. I'm sorry they didn't have room for four.
Whatever, bitch. I'm fine.
It would have been really funny if there was like an extended cut where, you know, all of a sudden you popped out of the glasses or something. That would have been so special.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even catch on that it was like famous Chrises.
Yeah, Chris Pratt, who else? Chris Hemsworth and Kris Jenner.
And Kris Jenner. Yeah. Oh my God, it's just now clicking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like Kris times three.
Yeah.
And, you know, we shot it in like 2 hours because we're all very busy.
Yeah. You guys all looked amazing too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we really, you know, we had great glam on set. And the Chrises couldn't have been nicer, you know. And I tried to tell them, I said, hey, Chloe is single.
Okay. Yeah, set her up. Set me up, Kris. What the hell? Oh, my God.
Oh, you're still single.
Yeah, girl, but I like it that way.
But you have lots of ties to the football world. You really do.
Well, I do. Before we get into that, though, I did want to ask, how much money did you make from that commercial?
$40,000.
What? Girl, they lowballed you.
No, $40,000 per hour.
Oh, great.
And every time it airs, I make $600K.
Okay, she's making bank.
Listen, I want to be humble. I want people to know I'm really here for the art. You know, the art of Ray-Ban.
Yeah, so the whole thing was like Ray-Ban / like AI.
No, Ray-Ban has these new glasses. I'm not wearing them because they didn't go with my outfit.
Yeah, stay on brand, bitch.
But they have these new glasses. They're smart glasses. So you can like see the future, you know, or something. I don't know. I don't know how to work them. I just wore them on set.
That's crazy. You probably have an extra pair. I mean, I'll try them out.
They sent for the whole family. They really did. Northy loves them. She told me she watched porn on them the other day.
Oh, my God. Get her off there. I don't let my kids be on social, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I was watching the Super Bowl yesterday. I don't miss being a wag.
You don't?
No.
I can't believe you were a wag because you were like us. You were like reality royalty and then you became a wag. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was with Jay for a little bit, but you guys know he was dry toast. We still co-parent, but
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I was kind of over it.
Is he dating someone new?
Oh my God. As if I know.
Yeah.
I think so. I think he's got a little like blonde cutie.
I'll find out, actually. I can find out.
Who do you know?
I know everyone.
You're right. You're
I invented
so well
TMZ, doll.
You're so right. Yeah, no. After Mark and I broke up, I was like, let me stay single for a little bit, but yeah. I've been dabbling now.
Oh, how old?
A little bit older than Mark.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I know.
Last time we saw each other, you said you were dating like a 22-year-old or something.
Yeah, and it's getting exhausting. Yeah, I don't want to have to spoon feed you anymore.
They have too much energy, you know?
Yeah, they really do.
You got to find a Corey, really. Go to a gym. Find someone who really has, you know, strong bones.
Yeah.
Good muscles.
Strong bones.
I think someone's stealing my car outside. Do you hear that?
Did you bring the Bentley?
No, we took a helicopter.
Fantastic. Wait, where'd you come from? NOLA?
I came straight from NOLA. Yeah, I was in Calabasas dealing with some house stuff.
Wait a minute.
I know.
I saw you're selling your why are you selling? Ho?
I knew you were going to ask me.
You're selling your 13.5 Keeping up the Kardashian mansion.
I really am. You know, I feel like I'm in a new place in my life. Mm-hmm. I really am, you know, and I'm making more money. I mean, Chloe's got the podcast. Kimberly's going great. Everything's going great with Skims, you know.
I mean, yeah.
We're really just soaring. And I feel like I need a nicer house. You know, that one's aged.
My other question is about your furniture. You said that you're just going to leave it as is for another $400,000.
Absolutely.
You're just going to leave all that furniture?
Do you want to look at the house? I feel like it'd be great if you need an LA property. I know you're not there.
No.
I feel like it's such a good house for a family, you know, for or just like a rich bachelor who really wants a good space.
But like, why do you want to leave those checkered floors?
Oh, you know, I can make a checkered floor wherever I go.
I guess so. You guys just seem so busy. And then I'm like turning around and you're selling a house. Like, who has time for all that?
Well, I don't have to do anything. You know, I just have someone else who does everything for me. That's the beauty of selling property. Someone else is really excited to do it.
I guess.
But it wasn't 13.5 when we got it. So we're trying to make a buck, you know?
Make a buck when you can.
That's what I say, doll. Make a buck wherever you can. You should put your kids on Instagram.
Yeah, I really should. Because you know what? Like, I've never been asked to be in a Super Bowl commercial.
Really?
No.
Well, you know, next year could be your year, doll.
I guess so. But I just like...
Is there any product you'd want to like work with?
I guess like anything with like healthy flour. You guys know I'm really into like the big flour game. Cassava flour, pea flour.
Flour.
Yeah.
Oh, like baking flour.
Yeah.
Not like roses.
Red. Oh, flowers? No. No, like real flour.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a really big flour girl.
Okay.
There's so much shit in regular baking flour. And nobody talks about it, Chris.
You know, I bet you would get along with my daughter, Courtney, because she talks about it. She won't go near flour for years.
No. Yeah. I mean, there needs to be flour police because this shit is not healthy for us.
I don't know. What can I say? I love a piece of bread.
I really do. Yeah. You honestly, you seem to be thriving.
I am. Let me tell you, flour gives me a sex drive like no other. Carbs give people energy to run a marathon or to go all night long with your boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm losing my hair.
Let's be honest. Who is the last hottie that slid into the DMs?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
My DMs?
Well, yes,
I gotta say, I really bonded with Chris Pratt on set.
I'm sure you did.
He is such a doll. He really is. You know, he's such a movie star. He's in like, yeah. I don't know, what is he, in Marvel stuff, you know? And I said, Kimberly is an actress now, you know? And so he slid into my DMs. He said, what's she working on? What kind of projects? And I thought maybe we could find something for the two of them.
That would be hot. You know, everybody's doing Broadway these days. Would you ever do Broadway?
Oh, I love the stage. I really do. You know,
you could be Roxy Hart.
You know, I thought about it, but I think I'm more of a Velma. I really am. You know, I don't know why they don't throw the celebrities in that role. I would crush.
Yeah, why don't they?
I don't know. Maybe that's the first role. I come back to Broadway and I, you know, what is Velma's song? and all that jazz. I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings.
Girl, you're so good.
Would you do Broadway?
I mean, yeah, I can't dance, but yeah, I'm
and
down.
All that jazz. You could play Roxy and I could play Velma. Chris versus Chris.
Wait, I love that. The battle of the Chrises.
We would be great, doll.
I know. You know what they didn't do this year? They're not doing The Bachelorette, I think.
That is a missed opportunity. I love that show.
I know.
Why
and I thought they could have had me.
Oh, my God. You'd be great. We should contact ABC. Do you have people working for you? I don't know why you're not getting Super Bowl commercials.
Well, Chris, I know.
I could help you.
I need a manager.
You're so cute. Of course you could be The Bachelorette.
I think so, too. And I don't know. I mean, I thought I was done with reality TV, but as you know, it always pulls you back.
Have they ever had a bachelorette who has three kids?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hello.
This could be our in, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Is there a reality show that you would be on if you had the opportunity, besides your show, obviously?
I think I'd be fabulous on The Traitors.
Wait, I just started watching it this season. And because, you know, Sandoval's on it. And we all hate Sandoval.
We hate that man.
And I kind of feel bad because everybody's jumping on that bandwagon. But like, whatever. He cheated. So...
Yeah, no one likes a cheater unless you're one of my daughter's exes, and then I'll have lunch with you still.
And then you're like, I forgive you.
Wait, talk to me. Do you think I could be on that show? Because people have said it to me.
Hands down, you would be the shadiest traitor ever, Chris.
I really would, you know?
I don't know why. This is a missed opportunity. I want to see you on Traitors more than I want to see you on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm not going on Dancing with the
Stars. After a couple of martinis, you would be doing the two-step.
I want Kendall to do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God, her slender-ass body. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Penny in those outfits would be a showstopper. She wouldn't even have to dance.
She wouldn't.
They'd just say, come out and do a spin in those.
Saunter.
In those costumes. Yeah, really.
Yeah, I would love that. Wait, we need to get you on The Traitors.
I think I should go on The Traitors and so should Caitlin. And we both go on.
Wait, this is getting juicy.
Yeah, I know.
They
I thought about it.
Need you on The Traitors.
Thank you. What show would you do? Bachelorette, obviously. Any others?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun because I'm just trying to find myself a man.
You're so tan and cool. I feel like you could do Survivor.
Survivor?
Yeah.
I guess surviving Laguna Beach, you can survive anywhere. Because that was treacherous.
That's what they say. I spent a summer there.
In Laguna Beach?
In Laguna Beach, yeah.
Oh my God, must have been back in the day.
It was.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. What other show would I be on? Probably one of the Survivor shows. Wait. Oh, I really want to go on Masked Singer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you sing?
No.
Well, I think you have to sing.
And that's why I think people would have a really hard time. Because they're like, wait, does she or does she not sing? Yeah, I would love to.
I've never been approached for that show.
Also shocking.
I know. I really do sing well. I have a Christmas album out.
Oh, my God. Give me a little Christmas jingle.
You know, just a little chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yeah.
Do you sing any love ballads? Because Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day. You know, I do. I sing to Corey every year. I sing My Endless Love. That's the song.
That's the song I do for Corey.
We do it as a duet.
Is this how you get hot and bothered with Corcor? This is wild.
No, I just put on my meta glasses and nothing else.
Your meta birthday suit.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? What do you do when you're single gal in the town? Do you do Galentine's?
Yeah, I'm gonna go out with the girls. Cause you know, I run a very successful company called Uncommon Jams.
Oh yeah.
So I'm taking out the girls and then, yeah, I'm just cooking dinner for my kids.
Oh, cute.
I have them on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So yeah. And then I'll find my way to the streets probably on Saturday or Sunday.
Wow. Take it to the streets. I love that. That's fun, you know, live it up.
I do. I just don't like to reveal too much because the world is so nosy.
Yeah.
But don't worry, guys. I'm getting it in.
Wow. Okay. I do a whole Valentine's week. Yeah, I really do.
With Corey?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We do it in three cities.
just spreading legs all over the place.
No, I mean, we do Valentine's Day in three cities because it's really romantic to travel into different places and celebrate your love.
It also helps to have a private jet.
Absolutely.
And you can just jet set all over the place. Bring love everywhere you go.
We do. We bring love everywhere. I try to spread love everywhere. I really do. You know, NOLA to New York City to Calabasas. We're going to Milan on Friday.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're just all over the place.
Yeah, you know.
Is there a project that you're really excited about coming up? And then we've got to wrap this thing up.
Oh, God. So many. I don't know if you've seen... Chloe has a new podcast. You gotta be a guest.
Oh my God, I will.
You gotta get on. And she's just telling everything like it is, you know, and she's so real.
She is.
So I really want to promote Chloe's show on X.
It's like Chloe and Wonderland or something.
Yeah,
right.
Chloe goes to Wonderland.
Amazing. You know, I just love a girl that's just like, we're going to name it this and that's it.
I love it. Yeah. And I'll be doing a little more work, you know, with Meta and
Aloe.
Aloe, obviously. I'm Aloe's girl for like 17 years.
You got that shit on. Contract unlocked.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Make that money.
Thank you. Yeah, this turtleneck is Aloe. Everyone check it out. My hair is really not working today.
It's almost like,
where's Chris Appleton when you need him?
We need our stylist and your stat, bitch.
I need him.
Oh, my God.
But, doll, you look fantastic. You've really been doing great work. I'm such a fan, and I'm always honored to come on your show.
We got a rap-a-tat-tato. Love you guys so much. Kris freaking Jenner in the house. I mean, I don't think I've had a bigger star on the show.
Doll, please.
I'm serious. Well, you know
get
what I mean?
Kimberly on. She's bigger.
You're bigger in my book, Kris.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
We so love sweet. You guys so much. This has been another episode of Let's Be Honest. And remember, make love this week.
Wow. Yeah, spread your legs and get on top.
All right, we got to get out of here. Love you guys so much. Thanks for being here. Toodles.